This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A foreign aid package has passed the House, which will send funds to help Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. It now goes for a final vote in the Senate and then to the president's desk. Speaker Mike Johnson.
It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops.
A fourth foreign aid policy bill has passed that paves the way for a possible ban of TikTok. Our tech contributor Ian Schur on the challenge.
One of the toughest aspects of this whole thing, the government's insistence that there is a national security threat with TikTok, yet it hasn't actually made its case to the public.
Legal analyst Jessica Levinson on the importance of opening statements that begin tomorrow in former President Trump's hush money trial.
It sets the scene for the trial. It sets the tone. It lets the jurors know where you're going to go.
It takes place in New York. CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Federal incentives are helping pay for new renewable energy projects in Wisconsin. Here's Mike Moan with more.
Dane County is no stranger to embracing clean energy, but federal aid from policies like the Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law spurring more activity. County Executive Joe Parisi says there have been past government credits for things like solar installations, but he adds the latest approach is more expansive.
Everybody, a business, a nonprofit, a church, a temple, even a government and a local government gets 30% back on renewable energy projects.
For example, a local construction company put solar arrays on several of its facilities. He says the new credits speed up the pace of reimbursements, creating more energy savings in the near future. Federal officials say demand has been strong for programs offering the aid, but Parisi says one challenge is creating broader awareness so that under-resourced areas can apply. Beyond clean energy, Parisi says the federal government's push for more made-in-America manufacturing creates opportunities for local plants and regional economies.
There's money available to help retooling to manufacture, and then there's a stronger market for those components now because they are made in America.
National polling shows Americans are greatly concerned about things like inflation, but Parisi says these long-term investments stand to help reduce operating expenses for government agencies and businesses, hopefully keeping local taxes in check while providing savings for consumers. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
Marquette hires a new basketball coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened this week at Marquette, a new head coach for women's basketball.
We look for people who want to go out and set the world on fire. We look for people like Kara Consuegra. Welcome aboard.
After 13 seasons as the head coach at Charlotte, Kara Consuegra takes over the women's program at Marquette.
You know, coaching is my dream. It's something I've always wanted to do. But ultimately, for me, it is a vehicle to help young people grow, learn, and prepare them for life.
Consuegra was a player at Iowa, then hired as an assistant at Marquette in 2004. I asked her, what's it like being back in Milwaukee?
It feels like a homecoming. Marquette is really, really special to us. The community is special to us. You know, we have a lot of friends, family. And this is a place we always wanted to be. So to have the opportunity to come back and represent this community and this university, it means a lot to me and my family.
That's Marquette's Kara Consuegra with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Tons of sunshine for your Sunday. After the frigid start, temperatures warming to the upper 50s in the afternoon. West to northwest winds will be breezy. Overnight, mostly clear skies in the lower 30s. More clouds and breezy for Monday, with highs in the low to mid 60s. Currently 26 degrees.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Good morning, everybody. This is Lou Regani and the Music of the Star. Bunch of celebrations today. Hank Mancini on his centennial. Some of the Oscar losers from the 30s that nobody remembers. And music for a spring as well, which doesn't seem as if it's spring, but what the heck. Hank Mancini. I happened to be on the air the day we lost him. I happen to have some vinyl, as luck would have it, of Mr. Mancini's work. But there's a lot more yet to come. We're on the air till high midnight. Midnight in some parts of the world. We call it noon here. 12 o'clock high. Music of the Stars. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're all over Wisconsin and all over the world, actually, streaming at civicmedia.us. And there you'll find our podcast, too, from previous programs going back to November the 5th of 2023. Thanks for being here. Mancini was born in Ohio, Maple Heights, but he was actually raised in West Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. A coal mining town, and he wrote a song about that, too. You'll hear it later.
Simple truth, you don't have to worry
the
about
music of the stars.
Artificial preservatives because we're free.
Kid was a piano player and an orchestral arranger. He worked under a concert pianist and the old Stanley Theater and the conductor Max Adkins. The guy was brilliant. The kid, here's Julie Andrews.
It is marvelous to be part of a tribute to Hank. And over the years that we've known each other, He's never lost his sense of wonder and delight, nor his terrific sense of humor. And for me, half the fun of working with Hank is listening to one of his songs over the telephone when it's a work in progress. Wherever I am, he calls up and he says, "Hey, Jules, got a minute?" And I get a world premiere. In fact, my husband actually proposed to me over the telephone after he played me a Mancini song. No one can top Hank when it comes to writing music that captures character. At the end of our movie, That's Life, there's a Mancini song that manages to sum up the entire film. The perfect person was chosen to perform it. No one could sing it better. Tony Bennett.
Yeah, give me all the keys. Just give me the keys. Come on. Okay, thanks.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, "Hey, that just can't be me." You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. You see, and you'll know who you are, and be glad you're you. In a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, "Hey, that just can't be me." You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Believe me, though, in time, fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart, you'll agree, that's life that you see. And you'll know who you are, and be glad you're you. Glad you're you.
That was nominated for an Academy Award. That's as far as it got. Very rare tune for some reason. It's from the picture That's Life. The Music of the Stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. We're on till high noon. Francis Francis Albert Sinatra.
I've seen that face before, that face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's the middle-aged Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Sacroiliac today. Where's your first love affair, that tragedy d'amour, the true love you thought would be the end of you for sure? Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man who is wise never forgets that life is worth living. Looking glass and a smile.
I want you to hear this. This is Charles Osgood.
I've seen that face before, the face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie a bow tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. Man in the looking glass, can he be? Man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, that lad who used to sigh? Who's this elderly Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Man in the looking glass, smiling away. How's your sacroiliac today? Where's that first love affair, the tragedy d'amour, the one that you thought would be the end of you for sure. Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man who's wise never forgets that life is worth living if once in a while you can look in that looking glass and smile.
Charles Osgood. That was on his 80th birthday. Accompanied himself in Panem. What a profound song. Some reason that song isn't that well known. Was nominated. The Music of the Stars, Music of Mancini on his 100th.
Our next guest is the kid who gave me my first concert date. In 1962, just after Peter Gunn and Moon River, he hired me to appear with him at the Seattle World's Fair Opera House. We've worked a lot together since, and recently recorded an album of movie songs called The Hollywood Musicals for Columbia Records. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Mathis.
Year 1987.
Thank you very much. Two of my favorite Mancini songs come from movies directed by Stanley Donen, and both of them star Audrey Hepburn, one of Henry's favorites. Two for the Road, with Hepburn and Albert Finney, charts the ups and downs of a marriage with a remarkable wit and style. Charade, with Cary Grant, is a sophisticated comedy thriller beautifully filmed in Paris. Each movie inspired Henry to write a lovely ballad.
Thank you. place we chance to be will be our rendezvous. Two for the road we'll travel down the years, collecting precious memories, selecting souvenirs, and living life the way we please. In summertime the sun will shine, in winter we'll drink summer wine, and every day
suit all wet.
That's all right. It's a drip dry. Wipe your eyes.
Promise me you'll never lie to me the way Charles did. Why do people have to tell lies?
Usually it's because they want something. They're afraid the truth won't get it for them.
You tell lies?
Mrs. Lambert,
it's me, the man who was in your room a few minutes ago.
What do you want?
Who is it?
It's the man you had the fight with.
Is Dial with you?
Who?
The man I had the fight with, lady. Dial. That's his name. What's wrong? Is he still there?
Yes. That's right.
What's he saying? Don't trust him. Don't tell him anything.
It didn't win. What did win is a song sung originally in the movies by Jackie Gleason, Call Me Irresponsible. Jimmy Van Heusen, Sammy Conroe. A picture of Papa's delicate condition. Which happened to be playing that night. A movie theater in Kenosha that had just reopened after decades of darkness, the old Gateway. The Music of the Stars on the air. It was a nice tune. Call Me Irresponsible, I mean. Let's hear it.
Just adore you. pursue.
Sinatra. A lot of songs that year. The pictures of 1962-63 at the Oscars. Oh, by the way, we do a salute to the Oscar losers later on. Let's see, what else was on in 1962? The pictures Days of Wine and Roses, that won by Hank Mancini. Papa's Delicate Condition with Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's tune. Jackie Gleason had the honor of singing it on The Music of the Stars. Let me play this for you, just to show you that Jackie can sing, sort of.
Oh, you beautiful doll. You miserable soul. Call me irresponsible. Call me unreliable, throw in undependable too. Do my foolish alibis bore you? Well, I'm not too clever, I just adore you. Call me unpredictable. Tell me I'm impractical. Rainbows I'm inclined to pursue. Call me irresponsible. Yes, I'm unreliable. But it's undeniably true. I'm irresponsibly mad for you.
It's hard to pick out one little area to talk about with you. I wanted to kind of clarify a couple things I was reading. You were in the post-war Glenn Miller band. Now, Glenn died at what point? Before you started?
Well, he died in the service.
Yeah, a couple of years.
Are you on?
Yeah, we're going.
Oh, all right. Miller died, must have been about 1944. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure. It was in there somewhere. Well, during the war.
And you were a singer at that point.
Me? I never sang. Ooh. God. The worst singer in the world. I used to get, like, almost an F in chorus, you know. I was a musician, but that's a different thing.
But your wife was this. Was she a singer in the band? Your future wife?
Yes. Jenny was a singer with the group called the Melt. She was with the Meltones, with Meltra May's group, but then she went with the group she was with Tex Bendick. It was the Mellowlarks. And a close harmony groups, you know. That's both my girls do that kind of singing.
The Duwas.
No, it's before Duwas. No, it's well, you know, like the Manhattan Transfer, Do It Now. That's the kind of stuff. My daughter Monica's going into the Los Angeles production of City of Angels. So we're happy about that.
Wow, musical family then. Mm-hmm. Was it a little tough for you being in a steel town when you grew up playing the piccolo and being a musician?
I didn't know any better. I knew that I was a little different, you know, because I played the piccolo, I played the band, I used to piccolo in the band, there was flute in the band, and I started playing piano, and I used to play all of the weddings, Lithuanian, Polish, Croatian, Italian, Greek, all of those weddings I used to play.
Oh, my friend, we'll meet again someday.
Hank wrote the lyrics to that himself. The music of the star. We can't afford to lose people like Henry Mancini.
Oh, my friend, we'll meet again someday.
You gave
song in my heart. I'll laugh about the stops and starts and all that I have lost along the way.
Started this morning by listening to your recording of The Shadow of Your Smile.
Isn't that funny? I was just rehearsing with that yesterday because I'm doing it for a benefit, and I hope you liked it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I had the opportunity to interview the composer, Johnny Mandel.
Oh, and, yes. We know Johnny very well.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful guy.
Yeah, yeah.
I have to say, I'm not allowed to editorialize on the radio, but just personally, I think that you have the best version of that song.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Thank you. That made my day. I shall go through the day.
Along the sand, one day in early spring, you held a piper in your hand. To mend its broken wing. Now I'll remember many a day and many a lonely mile. The echo of a piper's song, the shadow. Into my eyes.
about that. Paul Francis Webster lyrics. It did win the Oscar. It's from The Sandpiper. Here's Monica with Paul Leslie.
What was a typical day like in the Mancini household growing up?
You know, it's very funny because most people would think that there was, Henry was sitting at the piano, you know, in the afternoons or a cocktail hour and playing, and we'd all be standing around singing. And, you know, it was a really normal household back when we were growing up, back when we were very young, because my dad hadn't really sort of, in quotes, made it yet. So he was a staff writer at Universal, so he would get up and go to work every day. And my mom would get up and go to work every day also because she was a studio singer in Los Angeles back in the day when they had a lot of, not only radio shows, but they had a lot of variety television shows and a lot of recordings going on. So my mom would go over to CBS or to NBC and be one of the sort of staff singers on these variety shows, you know, like Danny Kaye, Judy Garland, Andy Williams, you know, all of those shows. And so it was we went to school. So that was our, you know, it was like anybody else. Everybody goes off to work. Then when Dad got a little more successful, he began writing at home. He had the luxury of not having to go into Universal every day, and he had a home studio set up off the garage, and he would work. And so those scenarios where we're all, you know, a family singing around the piano are a little...
And you were a singer at that point.
Me, I never sang. Ooh, God. The worst singer in the world. I used to get, like, almost an F in chorus, you know. I was a musician, but that's a different thing.
But your wife was this... Was she a singer in the band? Your future wife?
Yes. Jenny was a singer with a group called the Melt... she was with the Meltones, with Meltra May's group, but then she went... The group she was with Tex Bendick, it was the Mellolarks.
Now here's Jenny Mancini with the Meltones. Tones tied in with Mel Torme. Here's Hank.
My daughter Monica's going into the Los Angeles production of City of Angels. So we're happy about that.
Wow, musical family then. Mm-hmm. Was it a little tough for you being in a steel town when you grew up playing the piccolo and being a musician?
Well, I didn't know any better. I knew that I was a little different, you know, because I played the piccolo, I played the band, I used to piccolo in the band, there was flute in the band, and I started playing piano, and I used to play all of the weddings, Lithuanian, Polish, Croatian, Italian, Greek, all of those weddings I used to play. And with no music, you know, we used to go out and play, they call them gigs now, but we used to call them jobs, $2 and $3 a night, you know, and we used to go out and play those.
Alecuapa's a coal mining town. I grew up there in Alecuapa, Pennsylvania, and when it snowed, the snow didn't stay white long, but that coal dust drifting over the whole city. He wrote a song about that called Black Snow. Well, no, it's not a song. It's an instrumental. Here it is, taking us up to news at 8 o'clock. This is the Music of the Stars and the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. Be right back.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.